to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
After you finish this, Dr. Targ, I'll tell you my lone encounter with someone who did spoon bending, not expecting it to happen. Anything further on that before we go on?
And Dean Radin, who's another researcher at the Institute for Noetic Sciences, has a bowl of a spoon bend in his hand. Now, people who see the handle of a spoon bend is not so exciting for me, because in principle, if you get suitably excited, the average person can indeed bend the handle of a spoon. But rolling up the bowl of a spoon is essentially impossible. I worked in lasers and optics and factory floors, and I wouldn't even know how to heat up a spoon, wrap it around a mandrel, put it in a hydrogen atmosphere so it doesn't oxidize. It would be an incredible project to try and roll up a bowl of a spoon. It's essentially impossible. But I've now seen that a couple of times. That changed my impression about what Geller is doing.
Now, the only story I can give you about Geller is this one. I was dating a woman named Sally back in the 1970s for a brief period of time. And when she heard I was interested in the paranormal, she told me about this particular event. She saw Geller on TV bend a spoon. She had a spoon in her hand for whatever reason, and that spoon bent also. So there you go. Make of that what you will.
Well, Geller gave her permission.
Okay.
Since I'm now convinced that people can bend spoons, rarely, but it can happen. I now have three instances. Me, my friend Jane, and Dean Radin, all of whom I trust implicitly, have bent objects that could not have been. See, if you have a rolled-up spoon, that's something you would call inherently a paranormal object, because there's no way to make that object. You've got an object that could not exist in nature. So that got my attention. So I think that the Geller on television gave your girlfriend permission to make use of her ability.
Well, there's also the famous case when Geller did, I think, one of his first real large radio broadcasts, and I think it was in England, that over 1,000 people had, you know, long dead clocks come back to life and start working. Spoons were bending spontaneously all over England, even across the English Channel in France, if I remember correctly. So
yeah, he's a celebrity in England. Right now, Geller is sort of a professional celebrity.
Yeah.
He has a beautiful house on the Thames, and people's the favorite interview person.
Yeah, he's quite a character. I've got several books about him, and he's a real enigma.
He's a nice man. He's kind. He's nice to children. I had little children at that time, 30 years or 40 years ago, and he was very nice. Patient, friendly with my kids. We even had one crippled boy who had some kind of bone disease, and Geller spent a lot of time kneeling down with his little kid by his wheelchair, helping him bend a spoon where he could hardly lift his hand. So he's a very, very, very touching, kind-hearted man.
Yeah. I've heard skeptics say on a number of occasions that no police department has ever successfully been aided in a case by a psychic. And you bring up a very interesting case in regards to the kidnapping of Patty Hearst. Why don't you kind of give us a quick sketch on how that particular remote viewing session turned out, and with amazing results, I might add.
Yeah, we were involved in that. One day after Patty Hearst was kidnapped, back in 1974, the police were so distressed and unable to do anything. I won't say incompetent. They just didn't have any clues. They called us at SRI because they knew that we had a ESP program. And they said, can you help? And Price said, oh, yeah, I've been doing that all my life. So Hal and the policeman, Pat Price, and I drove to Berkeley and went to the police station. And the police said, we have a lot of questions we want to ask you. And Price said, let me tell you how we do this. Just give me your mug book, which is a big loose leaf binder with pictures of all the usual suspects. They laid that down on a big oak table and stood over it and turned the pages of this loose leaf binder that had four pictures to a page and turned them and turned them. And about 50 pictures into the book, and put his finger on the face of one guy, and that was Donald DeVries, which we now know was the ringleader. And he said, that guy is the ringleader. And the police said, well, that's very interesting. We know who DeVries is. He escaped from a minimum security prison in Folsom Prison. He was out on a prison farm and he just walked away. But we haven't heard from him for the past year. Can you tell us something useful? We'll let you know if we ever hear from DeVries, which they did in a week. DeVries came and asked for, described the SLA, who is the terrorist group who did the kidnapping. They asked for money for the poor people of Oakland. So DeVries identified himself. So that was a hit the following week. But they said, well, can you tell us something useful? Like, where's the kidnap car? And Price said, oh, that's north of here. It's about 50 miles north. It's by a diner, the white station wagon, and the diner is across the freeway from two tall gas storage tanks, and there's a pedestrian overpass crossing the freeway. And one of the detectives said, well, I know where that is. That's on my way to Vallejo, where I live. So they dispatched a police car, went to the diner, and found this white station wagon. And they knew it was the right car because it had cartridges rolling around on the floorboards of the car. And those cartridges matched the cartridges that we saw under Patricia Hearst's bed in the dorm room where she was living. So we knew on the spot that Price had successfully described and located the car so they could go directly and pick up the car and search it for prints and other information. So that's as close to magic as I've ever seen, because he was able to just close his eyes, pinpoint a car 50 miles away and tell you where it is.
So for all the skeptics out there that, and I've seen this at forum.theparacast.com, it's been stated that no one psychically has ever aided in a kidnap or missing persons case. And there's a classic example of that being refuted. Now, in your book, you also go into the whole idea of psychic ability.
We got a letter of commendation from the Berkeley Police Department for that caper. They wrote
there you
SRI.
Go.
They wrote SRI thanking us for our help.
Well, how about the subject of healing? Now, you do address in your book that there is a psychic component to the healing process and that it can be aided by someone with intent. How is that possible?
Well, the evidence for healing is really quite good. There are many books published on the efficacy of healing. My daughter Elizabeth, who's a psychiatrist, did a now famous experiment where she had 20 experienced healers across the country send their healing intentions to 30 of her AIDS patients. She was a psychiatrist in San Francisco and had 60 men who were suffering from AIDS. She divided them in a very careful equal partition state, so the same degree of sickness, same age, so forth. And 30 of those would be controls, and 30 would have people sending them energy, praying for them, sending them good wishes, whatever. And the people who were in the prayed-for group had much better outcomes than the controls. They had fewer opportunistic illnesses, fewer trips to the hospital, much better psychological response, fewer days in the hospital. So the group that received the prayers were highly significantly better off than the controls. And she published this in the Western Medical Journal, and it's been the subject of other NIH validations. And there are two other big healing experiments that were done on the East Coast, both for cardiac patients, where two physicians, William Harris and Randolph Bird, both were cardiac physicians, had people pray for their cardiac patients. And in both instances, the people prayed for have much better outcomes than the controls.
We have a lot more to cover. Dr. Russell Targ joining June and Chris. You're in
the Paracast. Is there a secret UFO agenda?
Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and Freudian phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news, it's absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox. Plus, a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to MrUFO at WebTV.net. That's MrUFO at WebTV.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So in our last segment with Dr. Russell Targ, who is author of a fascinating new book called The Reality of ESP, we talked about, shall we say, being able to influence a positive outcome for someone who is sick. What about the reverse? If people wish ill on someone or something, can that cause negative results?
Well, I'd like to say a word about the positive aspect first. That sure. It's not as though the person is sending healing energy. If you're a Reiki healer who's standing over you when you're sick, the Reiki healer feels that she's sending energy to you from her hands. And there may be something to that, because you certainly feel warmth. On the other hand, if you ask a Reiki healer, well, thank you for the help you've given me. Can you do anything for my brother in Chicago? And she'll say, oh, distance doesn't matter. Okay, I can send him energy. Now, the fact that the Reiki healers think that this works just as well thousands of miles away as it does in the near field indicates that this is probably not sending energy. It's more like you're sending healing intentions or sending information to enable the person's own immune system to heal them. Because anything that's independent of distance is non-local. And as you know, the further away you get from a source, the energy falls off to the square of that distance. So if you're 1,000 feet away, the strength of your healing intention is a million times weaker than if you're 1 foot away. So it's not so likely that you're sending energy. What it's like is that you're sending your healing intentions. It's as though you're sending a psychic get-well card rather than sending the key to put in a lock. And the evidence for distant healing is really quite good. Now, with regard to harming people at a distance, well, anything that exists can be used for good or for harm. For example, if I invent a way to purify water, you can use that water to drink or you can use it to drown somebody or waterboard them. So it would be surprising if healing was the only thing that could be used only for good. In Brazil, for example, there's the black magicians, the Umbandas, who frequently will be hired to do something bad to your enemy. And there's a lot of literature, a lot of experiments. I was at a psychotronics conference in Brazil where nobody doubted that the black magicians could harm another person. The session we had is what can they actually do and what's the best evidence. So, for example, if you're a powerful telepathic person, you can certainly confuse the distant person. And the evidence is very strong for what they call distant mental influence, where the thoughts of one person can affect the physiology of another person, affect his heart rate, blood pressure, galvanic skin response. So that in controlled experiments, which are done copiously in America under the general title, distant mental influence on living systems, you can affect the physiology of distant people and it's a highly repeatable experiment. I hope that's not bad news.
Well, just imagine if you get a group of black magicians together, what could possibly be attained with groupthink. Are you familiar with Greg Braden's experiment that took place in Lebanon during the Lebanese conflict in the early 80s, where a group of people with intention meditated basically peace? And within that time period, where the meditations were going on round the clock, all hostilities ceased. They thought it may have been just some sort of coincidence or synchronicity, and they repeated that experiment a number of times. Are you familiar with that? What is the role?
I know Greg Braden, but I didn't know he did experiments. He normally is. He often appears at conferences talking about other people's experiments.
Well, he may not have been directly involved, but I do recall him telling the story of this group of meditators who in their opinion, were able to inexplicably, in some sense, stop hostilities.
Yeah, the transcendental meditators often do experiments of that kind, go into an area where you have a large group of meditators, 1,000 meditators, peacefully meditating. I know that they've done experiments like that in Washington, D.C.
Well, how about that? Everything
I've told you now is true. My own experience, I'm confident that it's true. There's a big literature put out by the TM organization, the Maharishi organization, attesting to their experiments where you have a group of meditators And particularly, I remember the experiment in Washington, D.C., that a lot of violent crime. During the months when they would have people meditating, there was much less violent crime in the city. Now, there have been several experiments like that. And the experiments are out there. I don't know anything firsthand about it. I don't know if they've been criticized. But indeed, the TM organization thinks that a group of meditators can indeed cut down the amount of unhappiness and crime by meditating peacefully.
How about the whole concept of the collective unconscious? Do you think that there's some sort of tie-in with sort of a Jungerian sense of that in these what appear to be abilities in everyone? How does that tie into some sort of collective unconscious scenario?
Well, there certainly a collective unconscious is a good description for what a lot of people see. For example, if there many, many people had premonitions of the destruction of the World Trade Center, there was sort of in the air famous painter drew a painting of an airplane crashing into the one of the Twin Towers. And as I mentioned earlier, people stayed off airplanes. There are about 500 people failed to fly on their airplanes on the day of the plane crash. So world events like that affect big groups of people. There's experiments being done in Princeton showing the collective unconscious, where a whole group of random number generators are
right,
shown
the
to
egg.
Be. That's right.
There was a major spike just prior to 9/11, if I remember correctly.
That's right. So it makes it look as though there's some coherence in consciousness of people all over the world.
If you want to contact us here at the Paracast, just write news@theparacast.com. news@theparacast.com. We have Dr. Russell Targ. His book is The Reality of ESP, A Physicist's Proof of Psychic Abilities. And we're trying to be psychic, not psycho, on the show, Chris and I. You're in
The Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EasyArmor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EasyArmor costs, and I installed EasyArmor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
I think what it is here, folks, is that people think I'm psycho. Anyway, Dr. Targ was answering a question from Chris, and then we still have some more questions in the till from the question bank at forum.theparacast.com. That's right, Chris?
Yeah, correct. We've got a ton of them. You've answered a lot of the questions that have been posted by our listeners. That your appearance on the show is probably setting a record here for the number of questions. This is real exciting for a lot of our listeners to have you on the show. And we, again, thank you so much for taking the time to be here. This is something that's always bothered me about mainstream science and academia. It's like pulling elephant teeth or something to try to get these people to even look at the data. Now that your book has been published and going through it and almost reading the whole thing, I'm devouring the book. This to me is probably the finest tool that anyone could have to hand to one of their skeptical scientist friends and say, since you have been asking us to prove all this stuff, or asking me to prove that all this stuff is real, that psychokinesis, remote viewing and these types of ESP style subjects, your book, I think, is the perfect thing to hand a scientist and say, what do you think of this? Because you are publishing your data in here and you're a famous scientist. So how do you think the impact is going to be in the scientific and academic community? Do you think they're just going to ignore this, or do you think that this is really going to help us move the conversation to the next level?
I think it'll make a difference. For example, I was very happy to get a strong positive endorsement from Brian Joseph, the Nobel Prize winner in physics, who said that the data in this book is very convincing to people who are still dubious about psychic abilities. So if you have a physicist to give it to, you say this book has been endorsed by Brian Joseph, then at least a step in the right direction. My hope, of course, is it will make a difference. And the reason I say a physicist's proof of psychic abilities is because the evidence is so strong, they're statistically unreasonable to doubt the data. That is no longer my opinion or a collection of papers. The data is just overwhelming from many, many sources that something like ESP exists. And when I say something like ESP, it's not an equivocation. It's just we don't know for a fact how ESP works. We know how to manifest it, and I can show you how to do it. And in recent years, we have a model for the non-local space-time which actually Minkowski first discovered this. Minkowski was a Polish mathematician who taught Einstein how to describe the world in terms of space-time. Einstein had a very hard time modeling general relativity in the early part of the 20th century. And Minkowski said, if you'll just consider space and time a description of the manifold, we live in a world in which space and time can be traded for one another. Minkowski invented the idea of space-time. And by the way, if there was complex space-time, that instead of our familiar four dimensions, if you had each of those dimensions being a complex number, then it would be a non-local space-time. That is, there would be no separation, because there would always be a path through the complex space-time. With that path, the x squared plus y squared would equal zero. So this is not new age. It's been talked about by mathematicians for centuries. Minkowski, of course, wasn't thinking about psychic abilities, but even today, Roger Penrose, the premier theoretical physicist in England, has just written a big book called Road to Reality, where he's talking about Minkowski's complex space-time as a possible mechanism for letting information come from the future into the present. So ESP has become less spooky as you get people with strong mathematical credentials describing a version of space-time that allows it to exist. So you could talk about distributed consciousness, but that, and cosmic consciousness and so forth, as a manifestation of that, but that cosmic consciousness doesn't have explanatory powers. If your awareness is non-local, what you get is distributed consciousness.
It's like we said before, it's like if you take a hologram and you break it, each of the pieces of the hologram have the original image in it. The smaller the piece, the more degraded the image, obviously. But the whole idea of non-locality, I think, for the average person is a little bit tough to grasp. Fortunately, we have quite an up-to-speed audience here at the Paracast, and these are, I think, pretty well-worn subjects for us. And I think you're going to get a lot of feedback on our forums. After the show, we have a thread that's going to be posted where people are going to be commenting on the show. And you're invited if you have the time. I know you're very busy, but if you have the time, we'd love to get your feedback after
the show.
You
ought to put it on my website. I have a web where people can reach me. And my website is espresearch.com.
Okay. And if you, I understand you're really busy, but if you'd like to come and participate in our forum, it would be great. Obviously, people can ask questions at your website. What is your website, Russell?
My website is espresearch.com. And you can communicate with me, and I'll generally answer questions that have an answer. So if you write to me at espresearch.com, there's a way of then communicating directly with me on my screen, and I'll be happy to answer your questions.
It doesn't have to be by ESP, then.
That's right. I also have quite a number of videos on my website where you can see people doing remote viewing swiftly on camera.
Wow. Well, I have a couple of questions here in our question bank that's in relation to the closing down of Project Stargate in 1995. On Wikipedia, for instance, they say that it was closed down because no useful information was being generated. Reading your book, it looks like a ton of useful information was generated, and the potential for more was very obviously demonstrated. Do you think that the project was shut down? You mentioned Bob Gates being involved in the, you know, the fall of the Berlin Wall and the Iron Curtain and that sort of thing. Do you think that there is still secretly some sort of program going in the intelligence communities? And how would you look at that now? Do you think they've developed these techniques from where you left off?
That's a two-part question. Gates did indeed say that we never provided any useful information, but that's obviously a lie because the CIA supported us for 23 years, tune of a couple of million dollars a year, to provide them with information. Now, it's very difficult to get follow-on work from the government to do anything. When I was putting lasers on airplanes and demonstrated that we could see air turbulence and wind shear, it was very hard to get one additional year to actually flight test this to show that we could save airplanes. It's hard to get $1 million to demonstrate our wind shear program. The fact that we had $2 million a year for more than 20 years from the same agency to do the same thing proves, I would say, that we must have been doing something useful, or they wouldn't take the heat they were getting from Congress and continue to give us money. Nobody will support a program for 20 years doing the same thing if it's not working.
Yeah, yeah, that's a no-brainer. So how about now? Have you been approached by the intelligence community about releasing some of these cases? And you mentioned that there was quite a declassification effort that was undertaken, which allowed you to release some of this information. But do you think that there are still groups within the intelligence community, or let's say the military, or other branches of government that are using these techniques and using these latent abilities that we all have for intelligence purposes? Are you aware of this type of program continuing?
We'll have a response from Dr. Targ in our next segment. But first, let me remind you that you can reach the Paracast on Twitter, where we're known as the Paracast. We also have two Paracast fan clubs on Facebook, and someday somebody will tell me how to make them into just one. Russell Targ is author of The Reality of ESP, A Physicist's Proof of Psychic Abilities. You're on with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to DreamHost.com/radio, DreamHost.com/radio. Whether it's personal mail, whether it's business email, you want reliable, dependable delivery, freedom from spam, freedom from viruses. Well, Polaris Mail offers professional email hosting services for your personal or small business use. Each account uses 25 gigabytes of storage, an easy-to-use webmail interface, and full mobile sync. Sign up today for a 30-day free trial at PolarisMail.com, PolarisMail.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is nuclear physicist lecturer Stanton Friedman. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So the question asked by Chris O'Brien with Gene Steinberg on the Paracast of Dr. Russell Targ about ongoing research and such, what's your response?
My response is that I think that there is not a ESP program in the government because it requires, as I mentioned earlier, a lot of intelligence and courage, and this current government has not distinguished itself by a lot of intelligence and courage. So my guess is that there is no ESP going on in the government, but there might be a secret program in the basement of the Pentagon that I don't know about. So you can never tell. I think that it's unlikely that there is an ongoing program. But I know that during the hunt for Osama bin Laden, individual people from the Army program had been contacted to help on a freelance basis. But I don't believe that there is an ongoing government program today. I've not heard about it.
Well, it would seem to me that with the just, I mean, spectacular results that you were able to demonstrate, that this would be a viable tool for the intelligence services. Have for instance, the NSA, the National Security Administration, have you ever done any sort of task work for them over the years? How have they responded?
We scared the NSA. We've never done a program for them, but we did scare them. We were talking to the NSA. We had contact with Bobby Inman, who was head of the NSA, and they didn't want to show us any of their code. So I had a very original idea. I said, why don't you send us a paragraph that you compose, paragraph pertaining to anything, seal it up, send it to us in a top secret folder so that we would not have access to it, but it could then exist in the vault at SRI. And what I propose is we'll have Ingo Swann or Pat Price take a look at this sealed-up document that you send to us and tell you the content of the paragraph written in your very best cipher. And that so upset them, that was the end of all conversation. They were stunned with the idea that we didn't even have to see the... That if their idea is they have a cipher that people can pore over it and never figure out what the characters are. We felt that you can keep your stinking characters. We don't have to look at them. Just give us the document and we'll tell you what it says.
And that blew them away so much that they refused to do that and get involved?
Well, that happened together with Pat Price reading the code words off the front of the filing cabinet also upset them.
Well, you would think that they would see the forest for the trees there and recognize the potential, you know, for gathering intelligence. I mean, that to me, well, maybe they're afraid of you're putting them out of a job or something.
They don't want it to be true. It would be such a disaster that they don't even, they're going to wait for it to surface.
Oh, gee. Well, that's penny wise, pound foolish as far as I'm concerned, boy. The amount of money we spend throwing these satellites up there and with Echelon and, you know, this new data mining and data gathering facility they're building in Utah, billions of dollars. boy, it sure sounds like this is a really inexpensive way to possibly really gain some real quality intelligence. I'm surprised that they wouldn't jump all over that.
Yeah, we never had any dough from them.
Bobby Inman's a pretty open-minded guy. I mean, you know, I'm sure some of our listeners are aware that Inman has expressed in the past interest in the UFO subject, for instance. I would be surprised, you know, back then that he wouldn't have been more open-minded about it.
I think it scares them. They don't want to be tarred with the sticky ESP brush.
Well, that's why a book like you've written, you know, The Reality of ESP, I think that this goes a long way of making this more of a mainstream subject and allowing people permission to get involved, because science has demonstrated beyond a shadow of a doubt, based on what I'm reading in your book, that these abilities not only exist, but we all have them. I mean,
I hope that that's true. My first book with Hal Puthoff called Mind Reach was really kindling to get the program started. That is, some of the Army people high up in Army Intelligence Command saw our first book, which was before the CIA support, and that stimulated the government to support us, 1976. That gave rise to the Army program.
Well, can you recommend, now I'm sure you're going to light a candle under a lot of our listeners out there who will want to explore their own abilities here. Where would you recommend they go to find out where they can get trained? Do you recommend any particular training programs or remote viewers? You mentioned Joe McMonagle, of course. Lynn Buchanan is another one I know that has
Paul
trained.
Paul Smith in Austin, Texas.
Pardon?
Paul Smith in Austin, Texas.
Okay.
Is a good guy. I recommend that anybody who wants to develop their psychic ability read my book, and I have a whole chapter describing how you can work with a partner to help each other develop your psychic ability. This is a two-person game. Your partner will bring you little objects in a bag and guide you to not name the object, to describe your feelings, describe the images that come into your awareness and keep you moving and guide you along the path of relaxation and quieting your mind and describing the surprising things that show up in your consciousness. And you need, this is a two-person, you can't do this for yourself because you need somebody to bring you interesting little objects. And after you've done a couple of these, you'll realize, well, maybe I'm just reading the mind of my friend, which indeed you probably are. You say, okay, it's time to graduate now. Bring me three bags that are the same and then randomly choose one so you don't know what's in the bag today. And I'll describe what's in the secret bag where you can't lead me or clue me because you don't know what's in the bag. And you don't want the bag to be on the table. You just designate, we're going to look at bag three today. You don't want the bag on the table because that will lead you to try and use your X-ray vision like Superman. And that's really not how ESP works.
I'll tell you what, we're just about out of time here, Dr. Targ. Tell our listeners where they can find more information about your book and also about your site.
Can find more information about remote viewing, how it's done and how to do it, at my website, ESPResearch.com. Shows my book, shows videos of people doing remote viewing, and give you clues how to get started.
Do you do public appearances, or is it just radio shows these days?
Oh, I do public appearances. I teach with Deepak Chopra once or twice a year. I'm going to be at San Francisco Expo the end of April. I'm no longer doing workshops, because I'm now getting old enough so that having to work with people for a week, being responsible for that, having good experiences, that is more than I want to do. But I'll do a one-day session, which is what I do with Deepak Chopra, and what I'll do at the San Francisco Expo, I think, April 27th in Moscone Center.
Oh, yes, where they used to hold the Macworld Expos before Apple gave that up. Chris O'Brien, tell our listeners where they can find more of your stuff, and are you to be found on any future TV shows that we should check out?
Yeah, and, I actually have a number of them coming up. Mysteries of the National Parks. I'm doing a segment for them. There's another. We're actually developing a show for the History Channel, which I'll talk more about once we get a little further in the process. But if you're interested in my work, go to Our Strange Planet. It is a strange planet. It's OurStrangePlanet.com.
And by the way, you can find us on Facebook, where we are known as the Paracast. And as I've said in the past, we have two Paracast fan clubs on Facebook. And as of today, nobody has advised us how to make it just one, or can you? On Twitter. Now, Twitter, by the way, they tell me now, is only supposed to be a place where crappy people hang out to complain. I hope not, but we're on Twitter as the Paracast. The Paracast on Twitter. So there you go. We're not crappy at all. Regina and Chris.
No, and we're really appreciative, Dr. Targ, for taking the time to share this wonderful information and really go into depth about your book. Much success with the book, and thank you so much for being our guest at the Paracast.
Thank you very much. I'm appreciative of the opportunity. I'm happy to share it with you.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast. America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.